Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 21st, 2006. Today's message is titled, Our Expiration Date. The scripture text is from Hebrews 9, 27 and 28, which reads, Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Today, most all packaging for products like food that are perishable has an expiration date. We try to check out these dates when we shop, and I try to find one with the longest out date, such as when I buy a gallon of milk. Can you imagine how different life would be if we all had a prominently displayed expiration date printed on our forehead? We can't see this date on us, of course, and only God knows it, but we each have one. It's expressed in Scripture in the straightforward phrase, Man is destined to die once. Other versions use the word appointed or ordained. It's in the present tense, indicating a fact which is continually true. It's also a truth that's indisputable. How many of you know your great-grandparents? Well, some do, and a few may even know or have known their great-great-grandparents. But that's about it. Over 35 years ago, I very specifically recall my dad receiving the news that his dad, my grandpa, had passed away. We had a black wall-mounted phone in our kitchen at that time, and I watched him lean against the wall and weep as he received the news. 8 years ago, it was my turn to deal with my dad's death. I know generationally I am the next to go. Simply stated, death is the God-ordained transition from this present life to the next. We are all destined to die. The main question is this. Are we ready to die, and are we prepared for the judgment? God has given us a will to decide, and no decision we make in our lifetime is greater. As important as the choice we make in selecting our life's marriage partner, our life's vocation, or other major decisions, these pale in comparison to this decision. The decision is to personally believe in Christ and receive Him as our Lord and Savior. I hope you have all made this decision, and I'm sure most of you have. But if somehow you've come across this brief message and haven't done so, or you're uncertain of your salvation through faith in Christ, let me strongly urge you to examine your heart today and make the decision to follow Christ. Remember, we all have an expiration date. This time, my wife normally offers a prayer, and she did write a prayer this morning, but she had to leave about a half hour ago before I was ready for her part. So I'm going to read her prayer today, and you can make it your prayer. We make it our prayer together, those of us that have hearts to follow the Lord. Jesus, it will take my entire life on earth and all of eternity to express my love and devotion to you. In your great love and compassion, you saw my need for redemption, and you paid the ultimate sacrifice by dying on the cross in my place. You paid in full the sin debt you did not owe so that I could receive complete forgiveness, which I did not deserve. What indescribable peace this brings to my life on this earthly pilgrimage. Although I do not know my expiration date, I have an assurance of eternal life when you have destined to call me home, not because of what I've done or who I am, but because you gave your all for me. I receive that gift from you today. Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We are a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Normally, Brooksine is here with me at this point to read that prayer, read the scripture verse, and make other comments. Right now, I'm dealing with my cat making a racket, walking all over me in the computer area of my desk. I'm going to put her down. Somebody wrote us a couple weeks ago responding to this podcast and commented in a complimentary way the amateurish nature of it, and we certainly agree. He thought it sounded like we made it from our dining room table. Actually, we're down here in a room my mom formerly had for several years when she lived with us that we've converted to kind of a home office. Both my pets are in here with us. We have a dog and a cat, and the cat likes to get up on the desk when I'm working. Well, let me just make a few other notes in this podcast today. There are many excellent online explanations and presentations of the gospel. And if you go to the site today, dailyencouragement.net, there's a link to one that a very contemporarily oriented one called needhim.org. There's also a phone number. I don't know how extensive this would be, whether it be worldwide or nationwide. Also have today a photo of I took while up in Michigan last week at the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Beautiful area along Lake Michigan, about 20 miles from where I was. I climbed a giant sand dune and looked out over Lake Michigan and the Manitou Islands. And I looked inland to a smaller lake called Glen Lake. I actually have a photo I've taken of Glen Lake from the top of the dune. Interestingly, they use the dune to sled on in the winter, and that must be quite an experience, although I sure can't imagine climbing up the dune after I slide down it. It's a long ways up. It's very steep as well. Well, have a blessed day today. Again, we all have an expiration date. May we be prepared to meet our God.